it's come a time in my life when it's time to, you know, relax, take time off, and I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do. We're going to do a bit of a holiday for a month or so, and then it'll be Williams Lake is home, and you know, I enjoy my bike riding. I enjoy the outdoors, so there'll be lots of stuff. I enjoy gardening, so we'll hang around Williams Lake for the foreseeable future, and the main thing is to stay healthy, and that's my sole goal. My wife and I are both healthy, and we want to continue to be healthy and look after ourselves so we can do the things that we've postponed for the last many years to do it now. So.
And postpone, what are some of those things?
Well, a lot of camping. We enjoy hiking. We enjoy kayaking. We've done some kayaking on the west coast of Vancouver Island. We'll likely go back out there. I'm not sure whether we'll get there this summer or not, but that's definitely on our plate. And just to have the ability to, I'm not going to do anything today, or tinker in the garden, or go for a paddle on the lake, or go for a bike ride. That would be nice, and not have to worry about having other reports that are due, or I need to get this meeting organized, or do that, or field this phone call, or whatever. Just my time is what I'm looking forward to. So.
And as you mentioned, you've been manager of community safety for 10 years?
10 years I've been here. I believe I started in February of 2009. So it's time has gone quickly, and it's been enjoyable. Got to work with some amazing people, and that's the part that will be the most difficult is and I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm going to say, you know, we'll continue to connect, I hope and trust. And so that will be a challenge, but no, it's been a good 10 years and I've enjoyed it, and time to move on. Let somebody else take the reins.
What are you going to miss most?
Likely the people. I think we've had some good projects. The team that I worked with a lot over the past, you know, names like Vanessa Ripplinger and Sylvia Dubray, Warren Brown, Jeff Pelle, Milo, those names all come to mind as dear people. We've accomplished a lot of things. And I hope that that desire continues to be there as we move forward to keep these projects that are so important to our community and so important to the safety and well-being in the community. So I'm hoping that somebody picks up the ball and keeps it rolling.
And accomplishments, what do you feel was perhaps your biggest one?
Oh, likely, you know, we've accomplished a number of things, but without the volunteers, a lot wouldn't have happened. And, you know, likely Indigenous Court has been a neat thing. I've got to work with some amazing people on that team. Restorative Justice has been amazing. Program. It's one of the flagships in the province, I would say. We have the Situation Table. This is a dream that I had for years, and it the right people at the right time sort of came into our path, and it's nothing that I have done great. It's just I've got to work with good people, and when you have good people that support you and share your vision and have a passion for it, it unfolds, and you come up with some really positive things. I think if you look at compare crime over when we started, you know, a number of years ago, right now we have a bit of a blip, but overall, I think crime has come down, and if we continue, and we must look at the health and well-being of the person versus the crime. If you can get that person healthy, we will rapidly diminish the crime rate. That's the key to success. It's proven worldwide that if you address the root causes, you will be successful. So I hope that vision continues on with the city, and you know, time will tell.
And it was mentioned, council, I want to say, they were of course in their budget discussions, I don't believe it's been finalized, but there was talks of reducing your role following your retirement to part-time. Does that a little concern you?
Well, as long as the programs that we've got going and as long as we address these people that need to be addressed, if we continue to do, that's fine. If that was to stop, I would have concerns. I would think that we could slip back into the old days, and I'm sure we don't want to go there. So what we can do to help the marginalized people, the people that are, you know, unfortunately, the crimes happen when if we had a navigator to help those people because of mental health issues, because of homeless issues, all those kind of things. So that's what we need to address. And somebody needs to do that. Who that is, I don't know, because I'm not going to be here to do it. So, or work or promote it. So I'm hoping that the community still has that desire to push forward with that cause.
And then just with the programs you've been involved in, such as Operation Red Nose, Situation Table. So with your entire retirement, does that mean you're like, you're done with all those roles?
I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to be involved in any way?
Well, the Situation Table and the Wellbeing Community Safety Plan, that's money from government. And I was involved in it in starting. And I just feel it's my duty. I have to make sure those things are done or I'm not doing my due diligence. So I will continue to do it. That will be now as a volunteer. So I will see that gets going and those programs are done. The reports are submitted and stuff like that. I will do that just because that's who I am. Red Nose, I've been involved in it for 26 years. It's a great cause. Get to meet, work with amazing people. But to give up your month of December for 20 plus years, so you have no weekend off and there's no Christmas events you get to go to, I'm sort of looking forward to that, to say, nah, we can go for dinner tonight. We can do these things that we haven't. And, you know, yeah, you start at 9 o'clock and work till 3 in the morning. But if you're going to work, you know, you have to have a little bit of a rest and, you know, get our things organized. So it looks, when you look at it from a distance, it looks like it's a pretty easy program to run. But if you knew all the workings of it, it's a full-time job in many communities. That's all the person does is Red Nose. And, you know, albeit those cities are a lot larger, it certainly is a time-consuming task. It's a great cause because it's a free program where we get people home with their car safely. And if they wish to make a donation, which we love, we get to give 100% of that way to 4 youth groups in town. So that's helping tomorrow's leaders. And that is so important to me. So time will tell, I guess.